I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. The government has new figures on homelessness, which has spiked since last year. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Homelessness in the U.S. went up 18%. That's a dramatic rise, driven mostly by a lack of affordable housing, as well as devastating natural disasters and a surge of migrants in several parts of the country.
The White House National Security spokesman says it's too soon to determine if Russia's missile defense system was behind the downing of a passenger jet from Azerbaijan, which is what some experts suspect. He says President Biden is monitoring.
He wanted to make sure that our team, and we did this both through our diplomats, but also through some NSC officials, made very clear to the Azerbaijani government that we stand ready and willing to help them should they need it with their investigation.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration is expected to announce another $1.25 billion in military assistance for Ukraine. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.